This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. Those are the Pro XPN. That's the Pro XPN call-in line. And it's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Ian is off, I think, at the fair talking to folks about Bitcoin, manning his fair booth, doing his outreach, being the activist that he is.
Fair enough.
Yep. And we are here doing real activism with a radio program. and you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. And you can go and share news articles with us. We check them every day to see what's going on in the world and see what's important to our listeners. You go to freetalklive.com. You can upload news stories, blog posts, videos, whatever's important to you. And you can vote them up, vote them down. We'll get to see them. And the number again, 855-450-FREE, that's 3733, spells out free. And our Skype line, we are lrn.fm is our username. Johnson, can you take pictures of kids in public? Other people's kids. Because there was a really interesting story recently where one guy got, like, surrounded by crazy parents over just taking some pictures in the park.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of people think that for some reason that the rules that apply to adults in public, for some reason that they don't apply to children, and those people would be wrong. And I was interested in this because I'm like, why? This doesn't seem to make sense. I mean, on one hand, I can see why people would think that logically makes sense. You can't take photos of my children, you know, or you can't take photos of those kids. But on the other hand, if your kids are in public, there is no expectation of privacy. So,
yeah, I think that's, you know, I mean, it's kind of interesting. There's cameras are everywhere. People are carrying them around with their smartphones, and they're just a lot more prevalent than they used to be. And, you know, if you're out in a park and you're seeing the things that are going on. Maybe you see a group of kids on a merry-go-round, and that looks, you know, fun and like it would make a good picture to you. Somehow you're a weirdo or a crazy person, or you're breaking the law if you take a picture of what you're seeing.
Not actually. And I'd like to share. So where I got my research from is lawyers.com. And the article that I found is called Child Photography or Videotaping Consent Laws Are Changing. And here's what it has to say. With the increasing amount of reliance on the spot videotaping and picture taking, the rules of consent are evolving, especially for children. Basically, with a few exceptions, it's perfectly legal for strangers to photograph or videotape your child, and they're free to post or publish the images as well. Parents do not have to give their consent or sign a release. However, some states have passed legislation to change that, and school districts do take steps to protect their children.
I see nothing wrong with a school district, putting up some kind of barrier so that their kids can be photographed from the road or whatever.
Right.
I hate the idea that we're jumping to the conclusion that anybody who's taking pictures is somehow a pedophile.
Right.
Lurking around with a van with no windows on it. I mean, it's just, they're just pictures.
Well, there's interesting.
People have taken lots of pictures of my son.
Yeah.
He's. I guess I'm semi-famous. Like,
how would you feel about a child predator taking pictures of your son?
I would not like the idea of a child predator taking pictures of my son. However, I would assume that the vast majority, if not all of the people that have chosen to take pictures of my son, are not child predators.
Right. So here's how the law actually plays out. So first, and again, this is not legal advice. I'm simply reading from lawyers.com, and this is what they are saying about laws in most states here in the United States.
Also, I'd like to – another thing that's sort of really important is that all these people that are worried about their kids being photographed, it's not that they want – it's just like the gun grabbers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to get rid of cameras. They just want to get rid of cameras in the hands of private people.
Right.
The government can take all the pictures they want of their kid, you know, even private businesses, those kind of things. Because remember, security cams are up everywhere.
Right.
There's cams going all the time. You're being recorded a good portion of the day.
Right.
Yep. You're looking into a laptop that has a camera on it.
Right.
You have no clue whether it's recording and uploading. We've had stories of the government doing that.
And it's the same thing. I saw somebody today doing the same thing, where it's the same thing that these crazy jerks, let's just be honest, these crazy jerks, what they do is they say, don't film me. And then what do they do immediately after that?
Run towards you.
Not towards you. They run towards and put their face up in the camera. And I actually saw someone today say, don't film me. You can't film my child. And then brought their child to place their child in view of the camera.
Yeah.
And that's despicable.
This is this instant. Let's flesh out a little bit here. There was an instance. You can see it at freekeen.com. Derek J, our Monday night host, he was doing some videography work outside of the courthouse today. There's a court case where somebody in Keene shoved an activist who was chalking mm-hmm. into a fountain, breaking his back,
yeah.
Fracturing the vertebra, and that kind of thing. Probably affecting this man's health for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, going to trial or mm-hmm. arraignment or whatever it is. And, you know, on the way out, Derek J is out in front of the courthouse doing some video work. I think that he was probably pointing the camera at these people and sort of, you know, right. talking about it. But that's not what's on the film. All it is basically that guy coming up and saying, hey, don't film me. You can't do it because there's a kid in the there's a kid around.
Yeah, there's a couple of different films that yep. came out.
And basically, there's a kid, and then the mother comes up, and she's upset. She's got a baby on her hip, and she's like, don't film my effing kid. You know, I'm not the one who just cussed about your kid, but okay.
Right.
So, and then there's some shoving and pushing going on. It was a really disturbing video.
Yeah.
You can see it at freekeen.com again. But, you know, this is an instance where a parent believes that if their kid is somewhere in a wide shot, you simply can't take the picture.
Right.
It's like the astronauts from outer space taking a picture of Earth. All those people in the picture are somehow need to sign a release form.
So let's get into more about what you can actually do here. So editorial use is okay. The legal loophole that allows publishing and circulation of photographs and video images of children is the First Amendment. It protects both freedom of expression and freedom of the press, as long as a photographer uses the images for editorial purposes, and if he took them while your child was in a public setting. They're within the law, even if you don't give your consent. Exceptions may exist in the photos or recordings that if they include sexual overtones. But if there's, you know, if they're just generic photographs and there's no sexual
sure.
overtones, then they're okay. Then school districts protecting children. States and municipalities have the right to make their own laws regarding issues such as photographing children. School districts can restrict filming and photography on their grounds and the use of images without parental consent. However, some schools might not prohibit group photos if the photographer doesn't identify any of the children when he publishes them, or photos of certain extracurricular activities such as sporting events.
So this is a situation where a private organization may choose not to publish a picture, but that doesn't mean that you can't take the picture.
Well, if it's the state school, you know, it's a government school. It's not a private organization. But, you know, a photographer taking a photography at one of these public schools can then somehow publish it if they want to, you know, advertise their photography services or whatnot,
yeah, and what
like
age,
sporting events and whatever.
Yeah, what age can you not take care of, take pictures of kids? Can I take a picture of some kids at a high school baseball game? Well, if they're at a high school baseball game, can I take pictures of girls at a high school volleyball game?
Well, I think
can I take pictures of young boys at a little league game? Or
it seems to me that would be pretty clear that anyone under 18, if they're enrolled in a school,
the answer is yes on all of these. Right. I'm just talking to the people that believe for whatever reason that it is somehow wrong or immoral or against the law to take pictures of kids. Is that what you think? Yeah. Do you think that taking pictures of people who are out in public is wrong? Is it evil? Is it illegal in your mind?
In some states, it's becoming that.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733 on the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines. That's 855-450-free. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Johnson, you were just raving that the blockchain app
updated
on your iPhone.
Yeah, it did. It just automatically, because I was one of the lucky ones who I had it from before it got banned. And I was sad when it got banned because it wasn't updated, and there are some nice new features that have been added to the Android app. And lo and behold, today I go and look at the blockchain app, and it has updated, and I have the new version because it is now back in the iOS store. And so anyone who had it is had their app updated, and anyone who has iOS and hasn't, shot their phone with a gun or smashed it against a rock or, sledgehammer, axe, whatever. If you still are an iOS user who also has the blockchain app and is using Bitcoin, well, you can have it be updated, or I would recommend it's a very good wallet.
Well, it's available once again, and a lot of people are excited about it. You can go to blockchain.com to get the app easily. It's available right there. But blockchain is probably the largest, among other things, the largest Bitcoin website out there, and probably the largest .info website out there too. But they do great stuff, and most of their services, everything I can think of is completely free. Blockchain.
Yeah.
Blockchain.info for sort of the main site, and blockchain.com for downloading the app.
And the app is super convenient for using and trading Bitcoin. I mean, they just made it super simple now.
Indeed. So let's go on with the story about
Yes.
kids.
So as we were talking about school districts protecting children, and now state laws are changing. So let's talk about the state laws that are changing to make this more problematic. So as of 2012, at least two states have considered legislation to make it illegal to photograph children without parental permission. Georgia passed a bill in 2010 that makes it illegal for anyone but a parent to photograph or videotape a child. But the law may be...
Parent?
Yeah. Anyone but a parent.
So grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles,
so that photograph from space, if there's a child somewhere in that photograph that happens to be in Georgia at the time...
There's bound to be a kid out of their house in Georgia. Yeah, during that picture.
So apparently the law, though, and here's where it gets interesting. That law that... because it's clearly unconstitutional, that law may be revised to specifically address registered sex offenders. So now they may change that law to only be sex offenders. And that, while I think it's awful, I still think that that's awful. I think it's more close to rational and reasonable.
You know, I would agree. I'm trying to figure out what I think. One of the things that, being an ex-con myself, I spent 8.5 years in prison for a murder charge, and I didn't kill anybody. But one of the things that I sort of experienced when I was looking for what do I want to do when I grow up, right? Like, I went to prison at 18 years old. I had worked at a comic book store my entire life. I sort of had to figure out what direction is my life going to take when I get out. One of the things we got was this long list, mimeographed copy. Maybe it was mimeographed. Maybe it was poorly photocopied. Anyway, a copy of, like, all the state licenses you can't have as a convicted felon, right? Like, somehow, this isn't legal advice, but I think that florist was on there. Somehow or another, I can't own a florist shop. I can work at a florist shop, but I can't own it because, well, I've had a felony conviction or, the variety of things.
Felons can't sell flowers.
Dentists, you can't be a – I think that might – I would have to check, but I recall that being on the list at the time. But I know dentist was on there, a mortician, a variety of professions, and, people have to have professions, right? You have to do something. What are you relegating people to? And if you relegate them to a bad life, what reason do they have to stay straight?
I want to know what the reasoning is behind a felon not being able to open a flower shop.
Well, it's just because it's easy to pass laws against,
against felons, but there still normally is some kind of convoluted rationality behind why they pass such a law. I can understand maybe the mortician law, something about dead people, who knows, but flower shop? What? Because, and I'm only thinking, like, I'm thinking along the lines of two things. My movie brain, because it's like all I can guess with this stuff is from what I've seen in movies. So I'm thinking that somehow, like, a mafia-connected person or something like that might, you know, if they're a mortician, maybe they're able to use their connections from prison to dispose of bodies, and you don't want that to happen. Maybe with the flower shop, it's because people are always selling weapons concealed in flower boxes, you know, or something like that. Just, what's the convoluted rationality? I can't figure it out.
Well, licenses are about exclusion, right? Like, you know, what good is your license if you let anybody have one? So, you know, who are the easiest people to exclude? Felons are.
Right.
So there you go. I mean, that's what, you know, best thing I've got.
Right.
So I don't know whether that's still the case in the state of Florida or not. I would hope not. But Charlie Crist,
yeah,
at one point was, you know, sort of changing some things for felons. Yeah. Rand Paul's doing a lot right now to, you know, make it so that felons can vote and reenter society in different ways.
Well, hopefully more states go in the good direction. But, you know, like this Georgia, who's, you know, kind of going in the wrong direction, maybe backing off of it. Apparently, New Jersey is also trying to do the same thing as Georgia. And not, again, just ban all photography or videography of children entirely without parental consent, which is, again, it's just going to be shut down if they do that.
Yeah, I just wonder, I mean, are there, I can see why people would be upset if this, you know, sort of poorly washed male individual, because these are the stereotypes we're given, right?
Right.
These are, you know, this is the guy, right. You know, if this, the guy that looks like a child predator, he is, and of course it's a he, it's,
well,
not
don't
a
forget,
he, it's
a
not
lot
a
of time it is a woman, though, because it's, you know, there's a very famous photographer, and I'm feeling remiss that I can't remember her name, she took pictures of children in bathtubs and stuff like that, and it was like she was an art photographer, and
she's the one that takes all the pictures of the babies?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember what her name is either, but, you know, I suppose that speaks well of me that I can't remember baby photography.
Right.
Andy
Lang? Dorothea Lang? No,
I don't know.
No, I don't think that was it.
But, I mean, when it comes to these situations, you're talking about what people are worried about is they're not worried about sort of people making art pictures of their kids on the playground.
Sally Mann.
Okay. What they're worried about is the child predator staking out the playground or perhaps taking pictures that they then, you know, imagine naughty things with later or whatever.
Right.
You know, it's one of those two situations. And there's been situations in this country where parents, mostly I assume women, have circled up on people taking pictures in a park.
Well, let me break it down. This is the last sort of paragraph of this article, and it really kind of lays it out. So it says other laws may apply. Some other state and federal laws might apply if anyone photographs or films your child without your knowledge or permission. Your child has the same right to privacy as an adult does. No one can photograph or film your child in a location where he believes he's alone, even if he's alone with his friends. For example, if he's in a sandbox, a public park, a photographer can take his picture. If he's in a sandbox fenced in your backyard, the photographer would be violating your child's right to privacy as well as your own.
855-453-7333. You can give us a call and...
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. Proflowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Proflowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Johnson.
And Derek J.
Derek J. sitting in real quick. I wanted to hear about your adventure today, Derek J., and you were wandering by the studio, so I thought I'd grab you. But we're finishing up a story here about sort of the legality of taking pictures of kids. And you had sort of an experience with that today.
Yes.
And, I just want to cover that real quick. But if you need focus and you're feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering a multiple of benefits, including double-digit increases in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so that you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work, giving them that critical edge that they need. They provide only the highest premium modafinil with the highest potency so that you can enjoy significant results. This is why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio program, and modup.net ships all over the world. So it's your responsibility to know whatever your sort of local bureaucrats want from you, whatever their things they write down on pieces of paper matter. Go to modup.net. They're a supporter of the Bitcoin community. You can order from modup.net with Bitcoin and get a 33% discount. It may take the deal even sweeter if you use code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So use FTL to get those 10 free tablets, and use Bitcoins to get a discount. Modup.net, you'll look into it for yourself. You'll be sure to find that they offer world-class service at great price. It's modup.net. Use code FTL and get those 10 free tablets. We thank modup.net for their support of Free Talk Live.
So in that last segment, I poorly tried to rush through the most important point of this article here, which is from lawyers.com about the changing legal situation regards to children's photography and videography. So some other state and federal laws might apply if anyone photographs or films your child without your knowledge or permission. Your child has the same right to privacy as an adult does. So again, these laws are very similar to the laws that are in regards to adults. No one can photograph or film your child in a location where he believes he's alone, even if he's alone with his friends. For example, if he's in a sandbox at a public park, a photographer can take his picture.
At a public park.
Even without your permission. Now, if he's in a sandbox in your fenced-in backyard, the photographer would be violating your child's right to privacy as well as your own. You can use that to stop distribution of the photograph because the photographer's action is a tort or a behavior that justifies a lawsuit. You might also have a claim for trespassing. So this article suggests, again, this is not legal advice coming from us. We're reading lawyers.com here. So if you have more questions about this, the law surrounding children is complicated. Plus, the facts of each case are unique. So this article provides a general, brief introduction to the topic, and for more detailed, specific information, you would want to contact a children's rights lawyer. So, I mean, there it is. I mean, it's basically the same exact thing with photography and videography of children. It's the same exact thing as adults. If you're in public, you don't have an expectation of privacy. Stop it. Stop saying that people can't photograph or videograph you. You're wrong.
Now, Derek J., I saw some videos that you posted today of an incident that occurred to you. And apparently there was the videography of a child at issue in this. So can you sort of relay it as best you can?
Yeah, that's right. And the story begins with me at a courthouse where a man has just been arraigned for the charge of second-degree assault. And as he's leaving...
What's first-degree assault?
Unclear.
Okay.
I just think it's really bad assault. I don't know.
Second-degree probably means unplanned. First-degree means premeditated.
Okay. Well, he was facing that charge at arraignment, and a hearing was scheduled for next week where he'll be facing that charge. And as he was leaving, I decided to get some video of this man leaving the courthouse, and one of his conditions were that he not speak with a local business owner about the trial. So I thought, wow, what a great opportunity. He's walking right towards that business. I'm going to go see if he goes and talks to that business owner. So I stayed about probably 30 to 50 feet away. I was across the street filming with my video camera on a tripod.
Were you taking the video in the courtroom too?
Yes. Okay, so I was taking video in the courtroom, and then I left the court before this man and was prepared. You know, once he left, he had to leave through the exit doors, and I had my video camera there to get his picture.
So let me ask you this. I saw that video, too, of his arraignment, and as he's walking out with his small entourage, you know, they were clearly not happy with being video, you videoing, period, inside the courtroom. Like, one of them, like, sort of waves a hat at you, and then the gal flips you off. Was this in any way sort of a little bit of badgering on your part?
Do you believe that I was badgering the...
Well, you know, I mean, badgering not in a legal sense, but like, hey, you flip me off, I guess I'll just follow you with a camera. You don't like cameras,
well,
huh?
Well, the issue for me is I film everything in my day. And,
you do.
And people can verify that for themselves. I have a website, derekj.me, and every day I upload all of my footage to the internet so people can see what's been going on in my life. And what happens is if you do something interesting in front of me, I'm going to video record that. So when people flip me off, or make threats, or say they're going to shove my camera in uncomfortable places in my body, then I'm going to continue to film you, at least where it's legal to do so, which are public places. So I stayed out on the sidewalk, recorded this gang, and I was across the street from them, when they decided to advance towards me, they swiped at my camera.
Hold
and
on, just a second.
Sure.
I do want to hear the story, but I want to take Dave calling in from Fargo.
Yes.
Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I want to get your take on something that is extremely interesting to me that's going on where I'm at. On Valentine's Day this year, ironically, a 15-year-old girl in Moorhead, Minnesota, which is just across the river from where we're at, hooked up with two 19-year-old hockey players who were playing for a junior team in Lincoln. Fargo had the junior team. Lincoln was up there. They went back to their hotel room.
What's a junior team?
The junior team in Lincoln is the Lincoln Stars.
No. What is a junior team? Is a junior team like the step below
a
pros?
It's a hockey team. It's a hockey team that is comprised of 16 to 20-year-olds, and they're working towards a college scholarship. So
okay.
They may be in high school. Maybe they're just out of high school, but they're not yet playing college hockey.
Okay.
So they're in Fargo, and they hook up with this 15-year-old girl. They go back to their hotel room that they're staying at. One of them has sex with a girl while the other one videotapes. Now,
all right.
She's 15 and they're 19, and the charges have come out against them, and there is a charge of using a minor in a sexual performance, and there is a charge of possessing and distributing child pornography, because, of course, if you're 19 years old and you videotape yourself having sex with somebody, you're going to send it to all of your friends all around.
Actually, the age in most cases doesn't matter. If they had been 17 or if they had also been 15, they still would have been charged and registered on the sex offender registry.
There's a baffling case of like a 15-year-old, I think it was a 16-year-old girl and a 15-year-old boy having sex, videotaped it, and they arrested, I think in that case, both of them for distribution of child pornography.
Okay.
But,
and that's
yep.
That's fine, guys, but here's the take that I want to get from you. When I looked at the charges, there was no statutory rape charge filed.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And that puzzled me, and I looked into it, because she's 15 and they're 19, and you would think that unless there's a messed up law, that would be a pretty clear-cut case of statutory rape. But here's what I found out. In Minnesota, where this took place, the legal age of consent is 16, but a 13, 14, or 15-year-old girl can legally consent to sex with a guy and vice versa if the guy or girl that they're consenting with is no more than 47 months older than they are.
That's pretty common, actually. There's a lot of laws like that.
I think it's very interesting. Dave, I want you to hold, because I want to talk to you about this. I think that this is, it's very interesting. Should this be considered statutory rape? Just hold the line there, Dave. 855-450-3733.
The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crash, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, and no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the Pro XPN call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And Derek J.
Ian, our main host, is off at the county fair handing out pamphlets and trying to get people to get Bitcoin wallets, doing his activism thing that so inspires him. And we're here doing a radio program for you. Happy to do it. So, yeah, you can go over and hear the Pre-Talk Live is so inspired by doing radio that we've been doing it every single day for 4 years, and we were doing it 6 days a week before that. All those archives are available at archives.freetalklive.com for free for you. Every other host out there, they're going to charge you for that stuff. We don't do it, at least the commercial hosts. I think the public radio folks, they're going to archive it for you for free, which is fine and great, and we believe that the content should be out there for free. We want you to hear the message of liberty. So please go download at your leisure, archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Dave in Fargo telling a story about a couple of hockey players that took some video of, an incident with a 15-year-old young lady.
Yeah, and I guess the question I have is, in Minnesota, if that girl can consent to sex legally with a 19-year-old, then how is it that we can say she cannot consent to the videotaping thereof? I mean, I understand that we're trying to protect minors, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to mount a defense for these hockey players. I think most people would think that a 19-year-old that goes out road tripping that ends up with a 15-year-old girl is pretty sick. But that all being said, if she has the right to consent to having sex with those players, then how can we say she doesn't have the right to consent to the videotaping of that event? How can that be considered child pornography if she can legally consent in that case?
Are you sure it's that she's not allowed to film it or she's not allowed to distribute it?
Right, that's what was going to be my question.
Well,
as well,
they were charged, and again, I'm quoting the charges here. They were charged with using a minor in a sexual performance. That was the first charge. So yep. That would indicate to me by the wording that whether they distributed it or not, they would be guilty of that if she consented to it, she consented to the filming, and then they filmed it. they would at least be guilty of using a minor in a sexual performance, even if they meant to just keep the video for themselves.
Yeah, I think that this is it's a very difficult conundrum for the authorities and people to look at. Because here's the reason. You know as well as I do that on their 18th birthday, every single day, dozens, if not hundreds of women beat a path to pornographers' doors to do videos their very first time because they know that everybody knows that 18-year-old women are somehow more desirable than 88-year-old women, right? And that the pornographers, obviously there's a large market for this teen porn, right? And so imagine this for a second. You set up a company that just does teen porn, 15-year-old teen porn in Minnesota, where you have photographers and, you know, bike guys and, you know, the whole deal that are all 47 months older, less than 47 months older than 15. And so you have this whole operation set up where you can do pornography of 15-year-olds that would be sort of completely consensual in a legal sense if what you're saying is so. I'm not saying they shouldn't be able to do it. I'm just saying look at what's going to happen if somehow or another the politicians allow this.
Well,
and are we ready for it?
I'm okay with that. I mean, yeah, nobody wants to make a teen porn shop in any state, and I certainly don't want it to happen in my state. But I guess, you know, the act of sex between two people is sort of, pardon the pun, but that rite of passing into adulthood. Mm-hmm. And if we go ahead and say that you can do this, if you can go ahead and consent to it legally, then who's to say that you can't consent to being filmed? I mean, for example, you know, they're 15 years old, they're on the softball field. They're 15 years old, and they're at a music clinic or a concert that they're performing in. And we videotape that all the time, and we don't have a problem with them consenting to videotaping that particular situation.
I can answer a little bit about
that. They're old enough to consent. What happened here?
I can answer a little bit about the legal lunacy that I think that they'll probably use here in Minnesota. And I think you brought it up and stated it earlier, that she can consent with these men to have sex as long as they are 47 months older than her, more than 47 months older than her. Well, a video, right, of pornography could be viewed by someone who is more than 47 months older than her. So she can't consent to have sex with someone who is that much older than her. So how could she possibly consent to have pornography shown to someone who is that much older than her? As insane as that argument is, I'm sure it will be come into play.
Well, what about the right to document your own life?
What you're saying is that in Minnesota, we would consider a 58-year-old guy watching that video having sex with that girl by distance from anywhere around the world. It's the same thing.
It's insane.
It's insane. But maybe.
And this is the difficulty when you get into sort of trying to limit what people do. This is a normal activity that everybody on the planet, minus a few, are going to participate in. I mean sex, not videotaping it. Fortunately, I've managed to dodge that particular bullet. But, you know, lots of people haven't.
Well, guys, I appreciate it. It's obviously strange. I'll hang up and listen the rest of the way, but I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, I wonder about the poor 19-year-old who may be filming this interaction to prove that it was consensual. I mean, could you imagine if he was just recording this to refrain from any rape allegations that may come his way? I mean, doesn't he have the right to record his life in that way to make sure that he's protected legally?
Yeah, it's interesting. There was a situation with some, I think it was Kobe Bryant. I'm not 100% sure of my basketball players, but there was a basketball player that was that had some rape allegations tossed against him. I bet he wishes he had a video of that particular incident.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the kind of thing. We live in a culture where, you know, well, I wouldn't want a video of that getting out. I was just happy just a moment ago that I didn't have any video out. But if there's a rape allegation in the offing, I think I'd rather have some video going.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me again what went on today.
Well, earlier today I was recording a group of individuals in Keene, New Hampshire, and I was across the street from the courthouse. They were out front of a local restaurant called Pedraza's, where a few of them might work. not entirely sure about that. And as I was walking away, I was headed back home when one of the men who was on trial earlier, who was arraigned earlier, came up
to
me.
The alleged assaulter.
Yes, the alleged assaulter who injured a man, hospitalized him, came over to me to say, hey, would you mind not filming me? And I said, well, I think it's important to film you because you're violent and I'm afraid to be around you. So if you're going to be around me,
your news.
Yep. Yeah. So if you're going to be around me, I'm going to be filming you. And he said, well, it's illegal to film minors. And you were just filming that child over there. The police are on their way.
Right.
I said, you called the police on me. Well, no, it doesn't matter who called the police, he says.
Yeah, he said he didn't call the police, but I would never do such a thing.
Right. However, I did record him on his phone just minutes before that. So
I love how these people now think that they're legal geniuses. Wrong again!
Whoops, I called the police. So he calls the police, and as he's walking over, and the police are on their way.
We don't know who he called, but...
Right.
Way, I believe it actually is illegal to misuse police resources.
Anyway...
there's a lot of police that need a bit of resting then.
He thought that I was committing some sort of crime by filming the youngster, which it was incidental. I wasn't trying to film any youngster. That's not what I was after.
You're filming him.
Yeah, I was filming him.
One would assume his female partner who happens to have a baby on her hip.
Right. And so then a car stops in the middle of the road, and a gang of like three or four other people emerge behind the car while the driver is making threats to me, and I try and get closer to hear his threats.
Let's
on camera.
Threats, yeah.
And the assaulter, the alleged assaulter, got in between me and the vehicle, so
trying
I wasn't
to
able
de-escalate to de-escalate the situation.
Right, so I wasn't able to hear what sort of threats were being made. And then the driver parks his car, gets out of the car, and comes towards me. While, you know, this throng is surrounding me.
You were surrounded.
Yeah. And so I'm trying to film everything that's happening around me. Meanwhile, this man gets so uncomfortably close, that's what I'm saying, when he knocks the camera off of my tripod, out of my hands and onto the ground, breaking it, breaking pieces of it. Well, then there's a little more. There's another assault that happened quickly thereafter. I pull out my video camera on my cell phone, start live streaming.
I want to hear about it in just 1 second. You can give us a call, 855-450-3733. What do you think about, I don't know, kids being ending up in video in public? Is this immoral? Is this bad? Is this wrong? Do we have it all wrong? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick-click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first-quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great taste comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.